Okay, Brian here from the Australian Mini Football Federation, just sitting here with probably Perth's most influential football identity, Mr. Tony Sage. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just a bit of an intro on yourself, if you can. This, our podcast, it goes out across the world, so it goes to like 120 different member nations, and so different people from around the globe might not know who you are and what you do and that type of thing. So if you could just give us a bit of a brief.
Yeah, look, I'm a avid football follower since I was about 3 years old. I was born in England. We spent 8 months a year in England, and my mother was Italian, so we spent 4 months living in Italy. So soccer was in my blood, and then we moved to Australia when I was 11. And to really assimilate into the country, soccer wasn't big in the country at the time, so I played other sports. But when the opportunity came knocking about 30 years later, I snapped it up and bought one of the A-League franchises in Australia called Perth Glory, and I've been the sole owner of that for the last 13 years. So yeah, football has always played a part of my life, and I think it's the global game, and not only do you have the passion for the game, but it also opens up a huge amount of business opportunities around the world.
That's it. And so initially, how did you get into business? Because from what I know, I've only known you for a short time personally, and you've obviously been running your own things, and you do a few things, I believe. So not just owner of Perth Glory, you've got a couple of mining companies or something like that? Or
yeah, my background, I studied business and finance at university, and I went straight out, and I was lucky enough to get into a funds management group. Funds management is fantastic. It gives you a broad understanding of business. So people used to come to me, and I used to be able to decide whether to fund them on their projects. And being from Western Australia, most of the projects that came to me were mining projects. So once I got out of funds management, I started up my own mining company, and now I'm chairman of about six. So that takes up most of my time. Most of those mining companies act outside of Australia, so I have lots of interests in Africa, South America, in Europe, Eastern Europe. So it does take me around, and it also helps with football. I've been to so many games around the world. River Plate versus Boca Juniors in Argentina as guests there through my mining interests, all over Africa, been to the World Cup in Brazil, South Africa, Russia, Germany. So not only does my mining interests and soccer interests combine, it also feeds my passion.
Perfect. That sounds perfect. What's the best atmosphere that you've been at? If you've been some of those World Cups, River Boca, I mean, that's one of my ultimates.
Yeah, look, three come to mind. Frankfurt versus Leipzig. They hate each other, but the noise that the Frankfurt fans make is just unbelievable. Obviously, at the Bernabeu, that was a fantastic atmosphere in front of 90-odd thousand. But number one on top of that list for passion, for sheer hatred of two teams was in Argentina when Boca Juniors came to visit River Plate. And in my office, I have the jersey of that team from that game. It was amazing. And, you know, what they do there is lock the home fans into the stadium for an hour so the Boca Junior fans can get away, and all the bars within a kilometre are closed 2 hours before the game and an hour after the game. So you can tell, you can see what that means passion-wise in that country.
Yeah, we can only hope that the day that it comes here to Australia that we get that sort of passion going.
Yeah, absolutely.
This season for Perth Glory has been immense so far. Guys are on top by 4 points. It's been a big year. You know, you've pulled over Tony Popovich, Hayden Fox, Tony Pinata, and he's brought over a couple of people from his team, and seeing the rewards from that, how do you see the guys going for the rest of the season? Is it game by game, is it? Or
always with football, no matter if you're at the bottom or at the top, it's game by game. I do look ahead, the coaches don't. I see the big game of the year is against Melbourne Victory in 2 weeks' time. We're 4 points clear now. Assume we both draw or win on the weekend, it's still 4 points. That could put us 7 points clear, or 1 point clear. So that's a huge game for us. It's away, but we'll have a fully fit squad by then, with Economides coming back in and Mershula also being available by then. So it's going to be a huge game. But yeah, you do see it game by game. Our ambition was to get into the top four. I think now the ambition has to be top two and guarantee my dream of being in the Asian Champions League next season.
Yeah, I think that Asian Champions League for Perth would be great. You know, midweek games at the, is it HBF Stadium now?
Yep.
You know, it'd just bring a different sort of atmosphere and feeling to the football community around Perth. So, you know, I've got my fingers crossed for you guys there, and hopefully you go all the way and take out the title and go there. But Tony Popovic, he's a well-experienced player, coach. And what's he brought to the club that hasn't been there in the past?
Oh, I think just a level of intensity and probably a winning attitude. I mean, coach is the only Australian coach that's won the Asian Champions League. He took a team from scratch, which didn't win any of its first seven games, to a grand final in his first year. So he brings that, I suppose, level of confidence. But he also brings the name and recognition of his own brand. And I don't think we would have been able to sign people like Sporanovic, Franic or Economides if it wasn't for his drawing power. And again, it will be announced by the time this goes out. We've got Fornaroli for next season. So, you know, he attracts the best players that want to play under him.
So he's here for next season, is he not? Is the window closed now?
Window's closed. Melbourne City wouldn't release him for this year to Perth. They made that very clear. They didn't want to release him and make our forward line even more potent than it is now. But I think it suits now. I think it may have been a distraction. He may or may not be fully fit since he hasn't played for 2 months. He's still coming off that bad ankle injury he had the year before. So what I think is best for our club and for him is a full pre-season under Popovic starting in June.
Yeah, I mean, from where I sit, I'm a football lover, and the way the guys came out from game one, just the whole system and their tenaciousness to chase the ball down and get in position, and it's been going all year, so it's, you know, my hat off to the team and Popovic for that one. Manchester United, they're heading over, is it in June this year?
Very exciting. We're the only club, state, city, if you like, that Manchester City is going to stay a full 10 days. It's a real coup to the state government and ourselves to get them to agree to that. So this is their pre-season camp. If you look at every other time they've been to Australia, they've flown in, staying a day or two and flown out. So to have them here for 10 games is unbelievable. So the excitement levels will start, but to have them also play Leeds United. Now, if you go back into the history, right back into the 60s and 70s, these guys hate each other. So the passion at that game will be fantastic. It'll be the first time Leeds and Man U have played each other in many, many years. And it looks like Leeds now will probably end up on top of the championship. So we'll be in the Premier League. So we'll have two Premier League teams fighting it out 4 days after they play Glory.
Perfect. That's great for Perth as well, putting them on the map.
Well, look, they've sold 10,000 overseas tickets, which far and exceed any other event in Perth history, selling that many. So that's 10,000. Most of them are staying 7 or 8 days, going to both games. So you can just imagine the amount of money that's tipping into the WA economy. It's never happened before. You know, the max you'll get for, a big club like Collingwood playing the Eagles, maybe 1,000 or 2,000 may travel from interstate to watch that, but 10,000 already, and we've still got another 4 months, 5 months to sell tickets.
And that's huge, huge for the state government and huge for the event itself. The World Cup that we've got going on with the mini football, just let the people know what you know about that and what your thoughts of that coming to Perth with the 5,000 seat stadium down in Langley Park, 32 nations coming to Perth for over 2 weeks.
Look, anything that promotes Perth and Western Australia, I love. But when it combines with football, any type of football, the round ball game, if you like, I mean, there's so many varieties now in football. So you know, you have also futsal, you have beach soccer. So anything that promotes the round ball game going to be very good for the state. The actual teams that are coming out, etc., I'm not fully aware of, but I'm sure that the local communities here will back their sides. I mean, we have a huge Italian community, we have a huge Portuguese community, huge Greek community. So yeah, I no doubt it will be a great success.
Yeah, we've got the Irish, the English, they're also coming, Croatia, Serbia. So it's, you know, like we feel that most games will get, you know, to 2,000-4,000 people yeah. to each game, which will create a great atmosphere. It's going to be during school holidays, so it's going to be quite affordable for people, $5 and $10 for children, $10 for adults. So going to create quite a buzz down there. So What are your thoughts on what we at the Australian Mini Football are doing for football across Australia? I know obviously we're not aligned with Football Federation Australia. We're trying to get in there, and you've tried to help us in many ways, which is great. Thank you for that. But you know, we report to the World Mini Football Federation. But how do you feel what we're doing for football across Australia for the community?
Look, yeah, I think it's fantastic. I think, like I said before, anything to do with round ball game is only going to help promote all levels of the game. So you'll have people watching that and coming back, oh, look, we've got Perth Glory down the road, why don't we go and watch that? So it does help. The FFA, unfortunately, is aligned to FIFA, and FIFA make the rules. I think once FIFA embraces it, it will go stronger than what it is now, although it is strong now. But you know, in the end, it's all about politics in sport. So I'd love it to be under the banner of the FFA as well, but unfortunately at the moment it's not, but it's still the same game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been speaking to Mark Fallow for a couple of years. He says it's just an extension of football.
Yeah.
As you said, I know it's been played since I was 5 years old. My father used to play in Eastwood in New South Wales, and I used to go and watch him play. So it's just about, for us, we're consolidating it and giving people opportunities that aren't there currently. So hopefully we can partner with the FFA and Football West, you know, moving forward and get it to be, you know, bigger and better than what it is currently. So what's your measure of success?
Well, it has to be titles. It doesn't matter if you make money on the corporate side or not, although we don't, but in the end it's titles. So, you know, you don't get titles, you don't have success. That's the way the public sees it. That's the way the world works at the moment. And that's why you have so many coaches being sacked at all levels in all countries around the world, because they don't bring success. And success is win-loss.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to say out there to the people that listen to this podcast globally?
No, just embrace the game. There is politics in the game, but in the end, you just have to follow the team that you follow. Follow it passionately. Each league has a different level of professionalism. Each league has its different level of brilliance, if you like. But, you know, what you've got in your backyard is the only thing that's going. So go along and support the club of your choice.
Just one last thing. What is your biggest regret in life so far?
In life?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think anyone with regret hasn't fulfilled their own ambition. So, look, I've got no regrets. Mistakes is a different thing. I've made a lot of mistakes. Especially in the investment field. Regret. No, look, I wouldn't change anything in my life that I've done or haven't done.
Okay. Well, once again, thanks for your time. Thanks for your help that you've helped us along the way. And look forward to having you down at the World Mini Football Federation World Cup as a VIP. We'd probably like you to give an award away on the final night. So we'd love that.
I'd be happy to do that.
All right. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks.
Cheers.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.